The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Live, you're invited to join us on the radio here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Is Craig right? Satoshi Nakamoto, has the veil been lifted? Is the truth finally out there about this mysterious creator of Bitcoin, the world's most popular cryptocurrency, the world's most arguably important currency? To me, at least, I think to a lot of people, this the whole idea of Bitcoin, decentralizing money, getting it out of the hands of governments, getting it out of the hands of the banks, and putting the power of money into the hands of the people. That's really part of the brilliance of what Satoshi Nakamoto created when he or she launched Bitcoin back in 2009. And now a man named Craig Wright is claiming that he is Satoshi Nakamoto. He has met with Gavin Andreessen, who is one of the head programmers for Bitcoin, and he signed, cryptographically signed something, a statement. We'll pull up the details here from Wire.com in front of Gavin Andreessen. So he flew Gavin from Massachusetts, where he lives. He's not far from our very own Keene, New Hampshire. Flew him from Massachusetts over to London, met him in a hotel, and proceeded to sign a statement that Gavin provided.
Well, somebody willing to fly you from Boston to London already has credibility with me simply because they're willing to put their money where their mouth is. You know what I mean?
That, but it could be an elaborate, expensive hoax.
It could be an elaborate, expensive hoax. Gavin, it's just that most people are not willing to spend a great deal on their hoaxes.
Gavin did say that that he felt like this is Satoshi based on the conversations they had on email, but the signing was what really cinched the deal for him. He says that that when he got there and they did use the, I guess, let's see, what was the first and ninth Bitcoin blocks, those keys, they Mr. Wright signed a statement with those keys to prove that he was Satoshi Nakamoto. But then Andreessen said, I didn't trust them not to monkey with the hardware on which the computer was being used for the signing process. They could have, you know, completely faked the signing process or something like this. Somehow they could have put some kind of program on there that was running in the background that, you know, made it look like something was happening that wasn't actually happening. I guess that's kind of my basic explanation of that. So they went and got a factory-sealed Windows laptop. Now, it wasn't Andreessen who went to buy it. It was an administrative assistant who worked for Wright. They installed Bitcoin's Electrum software on that machine.
Because if you installed the original classic Bitcoin software, you would be there for days waiting for it to update.
At least a day. Wright added his initials after Andreessen chose the test message. Gavin's favorite number is 11. That was the message. Wright added his initials CSW and signed the message on his own computer. Then he put the signed message on a USB stick belonging to Andreessen, and they transferred it to the new laptop where Andreessen checked the signature. At first, the Electrum software's verification of the signature mysteriously failed, but then Andreessen noticed they'd accidentally left off Wright's initials from the message that they were testing, and then checked it again. The signature was valid. Andreessen says, it's certainly possible I was bamboozled. I could spin stories of how they hacked the hotel Wi-Fi so that the insecure connection gave us a bad version of the software, but that just seems incredibly unlikely. It seems simpler, that the simpler explanation is that this person is Satoshi, the creator of Bitcoin.
So the claim is because he didn't provide the best evidence to sort of the rest of us that...
Right. Apparently there was some bizarre blog post that wasn't really evidence that he created Bitcoin. That's what you're referring to.
Right. And, you know, maybe he's going along the thought process that Obama had with his birth certificate, right? Like, he could have released this obvious birth certificate instead. It's just sort of trickling information out, including this weird birth certificate and all that other stuff that just kind of feeds the conspiracy theorists while sort of showing that whatever he's doing is true. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he's just trying to whip up more fervor by giving, not the most convincing information.
Well, then here's the question. The Wired story gets into the critiques of this. And under other circumstances, the Bitcoin community could almost be convinced by Andreessen's account, too. But in contrast to Andreessen's private demonstration, the evidence that Wright publicly offered to support his claim, which is what has happened within the last 24 hours, almost immediately collapsed. Quote, the procedure that's supposed to prove Dr. Wright as Satoshi is aggressively, almost but not quite maliciously resistant to actual validation, wrote security researcher Dan Kaminsky early today. After more analysis, Kaminsky updated that assessment, saying, quote, okay, yes, this is intentional scammery, unquote. On a newly created website, which is drcraigwright.net, Wright published a blog post featuring what appeared to be a cryptographically signed statement from the writer Jean-Paul Sartre? Sartre?
I don't know how to pronounce that. It looks like Sartre.
Yeah.
I would actually go to Rich on this one.
S-A-R-T-R-E.
Jean-Paul
Sartre?
Sartre?
You're not very froggy.
Yeah, I'm not good with French.
It seemed
French love to be called frogs.
It seemed to show, as in Andreessen's demonstration, that Wright possessed one of Nakamoto's private keys. But in fact, Kaminsky and other coders discovered within hours that the signed message wasn't even the Sartre text, but instead transaction data signed by Nakamoto in 2009, which was easily accessed on the public Bitcoin blockchain. Quote, Wright's post is flim-flam and hokum, which stands up to a few minutes of cursory scrutiny, wrote programmer Patrick McKenzie, who published an analysis of Wright's message on GitHub. He said, quote, it demonstrates a competent sysadmin's level of familiarity with cryptographic tools, but ultimately demonstrates no non-public information about Satoshi. Even Kaminsky and McKenzie say they can't explain the discrepancy between their analysis and Andreessen's story. Quote, but for the endorsement of core developer Gavin Andreessen, I would assume that Wright used amateur magician tactics to distract non-technical or non-expert staff of the BBC and The Economist during a stage-managed demonstration. I'm mystified as to how this got past Andreessen. Let's continue with the story here. What is the truth? If you want to chime in here, you're welcome to join us.
I certainly don't know, but I'm with Andreas Antonopoulos. I don't care.
I want to hear what Andreas Antonopoulos has to say, because he's a great communicator around Bitcoin, and I love listening to him. Let's get into that, though. But first, Glenn is with us in Philly. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hello, gentlemen. Oh, for God's sake. You know, don't know who Jean-Paul Sartre was? He's like one of the most famous existentialist philosophers of the 20th century.
I'm familiar with who he is, but I just don't know how to pronounce his name.
Yeah, there are some words that you read more often than you hear.
Right, well, if you're an American, you probably say Sartre. If you're French, you probably say Sartre. Sartre.
Sartre.
Kind of put a glottal or a guttural in there a little bit on the R-E.
Thank you for that. Anyway. And no, I didn't know who he was, but these guys do.
He's a famous dude. He wrote Being and Nothingness.
Well, the only thing I can say that I know about him is that his name's behind a bunch of kind of cool quotes. That's all I can say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, existentialist, philosopher, playwright, biographer, et cetera, et cetera. Let's see. What I called about was Bitcoin, actually, though. And I'm sure you've discussed this before. But, I'm thinking, this comparison you were doing between commodity-based, currencies like silver and gold and coinage and all that sort of thing. You know, if you want to increase the money supply of silver or gold, you dig the metal out of the ground, and then you mold it into coins, and then you circulate it. How are new bitcoins made?
That's a good question. There's a process called mining, which is not quite the same as digging things out of the ground.
I wish we wouldn't have they wouldn't have started with all these sort of terms to relay Bitcoin to gold, but they did. So they use this terminology called mining, which is probably better called hashing. Ian, is that right?
I don't have a problem calling it mining. I think it explains to you what it is. I would call it processing
because what they're really doing is paying you to do the internal bookkeeping that keeps the system running.
That's true. Paying
through a lottery.
Well, the miners do two things. The miners actually mine for new bitcoins by processing the blockchain, as I understand it, and they also process the transactions going on the Bitcoin network at the same time.
Isn't that how they discover new blocks?
Well, I believe it's the process of of processing the transaction.
That creates
that's
Bitcoin.
How they build the blocks and then
Poor
the Cole. Blocks.
Hold on, Glenn. Hold on. We'll bring it back here. The toll-free number is 855-453. None of us have really been involved to any extent in any mining operations, right? None of you guys have done that?
No. I've seen people's mining rigs.
I mined some Litecoin once just for fun because I could do it with a graphics card, but that doesn't mean I know how it works. 855-453. You know, when I flip the light switch on, I don't have to know how electricity works either.
Dentist's office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting a dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us right here toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You know, even if you don't think Bitcoin is the most important development to ever happen to money in our lifetime, at the very least, you can't deny it's been an incredible success story. I mean, it has gone from next to zero in value to, right now, $440-something dollars, U.S. dollars, per Bitcoin. It's been as high, though, as $1,100 or so in the history of Bitcoin.
That, for that reason, it was basically run by some, you know, scam artist to manage to figure out a way to drive up the price.
Bitcoin was not being run by scam artists. There was a website that was in a very popular exchange that was
ran the price up, yeah. I should say.
But nonetheless, it did hit a certain price, and it hasn't really ever...
And that person will likely go to prison.
He may very well be. I believe he's being prosecuted in Japan, if I'm not mistaken. So we're talking about a man who is named Craig Wright. He's a doctor, he's a cryptographer, and Gavin Andreessen, who's one of the head bosses over there at Bitcoin... Well, that's not the right term. Programmers, I guess, would be the more the right term, because Bitcoin's an open source project. There's not really anyone who's in charge, but there is a core team of developers. And Gavin Andreessen is basically kind of the head developer of the team.
Lead developer is usually what they use in the industry.
I believe that's the term that that was used to describe him in the story here from Wired.com, which we're going to get back into, because some people are saying Craig Wright, who has offered some claim to prove that he is Satoshi Nakamoto, the secretive inventor of Bitcoin, some are saying that his claim's bunk. And we're going to get into that here. But I want you to know about a debate challenge. Bernie Sanders has come to represent the new socialist movement in America. This gives us an incredible opportunity to address his supporters in a rational, courteous, and dignified way. Fortunately for us right now, we have Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, on the side of freedom, and he has laid out an incredible challenge. Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 each. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com. So if you want to learn more about this debate challenge for Bernie Sanders, go to bernie.freetalklive.com.
It'd be a really great way for Bernie Sanders to donate a lot of money without having to do very much work to a charity that's important to him.
Let's go back to Glenn. Glenn had called in asking about the mining of Bitcoin and what that really is. And I think, Rich, you probably had the best description of it, which, as I understand it, you said that the people who are doing the Bitcoin mining are essentially completing blocks that are, they're sort of logging transactions and verifying transactions on the Bitcoin network. The blocks are part of the blockchain, which is kind of the guts of the Bitcoin network. And then when those blocks are completed, then new Bitcoins come into existence. Is that right?
Well, the new Bitcoins come into existence at a set rate, as I understand it. So it must be that the new Bitcoins for a period of time are summed, and then the set number of Bitcoins that comes into existence divided by the total number of produced and allocated. I'm not sure exactly how the mathematics works on that. But
there are probably articles one could read about that.
What the Bitcoin miners are producing, when you do a Bitcoin transaction and it's very fresh, if you look at it at blockchain.info, it will sometimes you'll sometimes see the transaction in a state where it's semi-confirmed. You've had a couple of confirmations, but not enough to solidify it in blockchain's mind.
That's right.
Those confirmations are what Bitcoin miners actually produce.
Right, and eventually when you look at that same transaction days later, you'll see that it has hundreds of confirmations. And so that's different nodes and different miners or whatever on the network verifying that those transactions are real.
And that's what prevents a fake Bitcoin miner from verifying bad transactions.
Or double spending, right?
Double spending would involve verifying a bad transaction. And the reason you can't do that is the system is expecting to get the same results from many different places.
Hence the decentralization.
Exactly. So if one computer returns a different result, the system basically decides that it's insane and ignores it.
So, Glenn, did you catch all that? Glenn in Philly?
I'm talking. Hello? Yes, I'm
Here. We hear you now. Sorry about that.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm not sure it really answers the question. And by the way, I think it's volunteerism, not voluntarism. But anyway.
No, you're confusing two terms. Voluntarism is a kind of a philosophy about humans interacting on a consensual basis versus voluntarism, which is volunteering generally for projects and charities and things like
interesting.
That.
Okay. I'm thinking that maybe it should be voluntarianism then. But anyway.
I prefer voluntarism personally. I think that avoids some of that.
That'll work. Okay, from the standpoint of an outsider, first of all, you're talking about the present value of Bitcoin. With its present value being so high, it's sort of an unwieldy number, and it involves when you're making smaller purchases, this involves, spending a minute fraction of a Bitcoin. So you've got a lot of decimal places, numbers to the right of the decimal, when you're trying to work with something that has such a big unit value. I'm wondering if it might not be beneficial for Bitcoin to do like the way stocks split, rather than the stock value just doubling. Sometimes you'll have a stock split where you'll get more shares, double your shares.
So the problem that you're describing isn't a problem with Bitcoin, and the reason it's not a problem is what Rich Paul described earlier in the show, is that the apps that exist, the wallet apps for Bitcoin, and there's a bunch of them, and they're all free, but they all basically perform the same function for the most part, which is they will take whatever currency you're most familiar with, so you select your currency, U.S. dollars in this case, and they will automatically translate the amount of Bitcoin into dollars and vice versa. So if I want to send you $5 worth of $5 worth of Bitcoin, I just type in $5 and it automatically translates that into 0.00 whatever the heck $5 in Bitcoin is.
Okay, I get it. It's funny. It works for computers and apps, so certainly unwieldy for the human mind. So there's that. And then this question of where the Bitcoins actually come from. Plus the mystery of data mining. I know people who've kind of lost their shirts on the data mining thing in the sense that they go out and make special computer racks of specialized boards that are running day and night and sucking up power.
Oh yeah. Yeah. A lot of people have, not worked. It hasn't worked out for them when they've gotten into the Bitcoin mining business.
Yes. I understand mining is a very thin margin as to what
it is now.
And with the expectation that, you're going to be doing it for some time.
There's a lot of competition in mining. And if you don't have a source of power that is near to free, then you probably shouldn't do it.
Doing that kind of work in America is probably a bad plan,
right?
Because you get no advantage for being here. The Chinese will eat your lunch.
And that's indeed where a lot of the mining operations, the real serious large-scale ones, are located. And it's not in all of China. It's the parts of China where, again, power is the most affordable. Glenn, thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. More about Satoshi Nakamoto. Has he been revealed? It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Dial on in and join us here on the radio. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You, as a free, beautiful, independent human being with inalienable rights, own yourself. You can do what you want with your own body and the product of your labor. All human interaction should be free of force and coercion. And we are free to exercise our rights, limited only by respect for the rights of others. Governments rely on force, and force is a poor substitute for persuasion. When you learned, don't hit, don't steal, and don't kill, it wasn't unless you work for the government. Governments frighten us into thinking we need them, but we're moving past the status paradigm and rendering them obsolete. The Wisdom Within Freedom by Adam Kokesh will empower you to be more happy, free, and prosperous while putting you in a position to help shape our destiny. Find Freedom by Adam Kokesh in Dead Tree format on Amazon and available online for free at thefreedomline.com/freedom. That's thefreedomline.com/freedom. For Freedom by Adam Kokesh. With you in the studio here tonight, you've got Ian. Oops, sorry. Let's try that again.
Rich, Paul, and microphone.
Thank you.
And Mark.
So the story here from Wired.com has been, throughout the night, we've been covering the story of Craig Wright, who is an Australian cryptographer who's claiming he is Satoshi Nakamoto, the creator of Bitcoin, the amazing decentralized cryptocurrency.
If somebody's willing to call somebody else a cryptographer, they already are qualified to be Satoshi Nakamoto, as far as I'm concerned. There's just not that many in the world, are there?
No, probably not more than several thousand of them, I wouldn't think, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's hard to say because there's a lot of programmers that will do some cryptography work and for that part of their career be cryptographers, but that's hardly their bread and butter. I mean, I've written cryptography software, none that I would release, but so for that moment I was being a cryptographer.
So the story, just to bring you up to speed here, is that this guy, Craig Wright, has come out and said he's Satoshi Nakamoto, that the news organizations that investigated him back at the end of 2015, they were correct when they determined, because Wired Magazine and Gizmodo named this man in December, that they believed that he was Satoshi Nakamoto. He, at that time, was not returning phone calls. I don't know if he came right out and denied it at that time, but it was hard to get him to say anything about it. Now he's claiming that he is indeed. He has cryptographically signed, allegedly, in front of Gavin Andreessen, a couple of statements to prove that he is Satoshi Nakamoto. He signed a couple of things with cryptographic signatures that only Satoshi would have had access to, basically. But yet he didn't do the same thing on a blog post that he made on his new website, which I believe is drcraigwright.net, drcraigwright.net is his new site, where people are saying what he posted there was actually flim-flam and hokum, which stands up to a few minutes of cursory scrutiny, says a programmer, Patrick McKenzie, who published an analysis of his message on GitHub. Now, Andreessen, for his part, remains equally mystified by Wright's highly dubious public evidence. The contradiction between the two accounts is so stark that at first some in the Bitcoin community believed that Andreessen's blog, where he vouched for Wright, this is Gavin Andreessen, the lead programmer of Bitcoin right now, where he vouched for this man, must have been hacked. He says, and by the way, Gavin has come out and said, no, he made that post, and he still stands behind his belief that Craig Wright is Satoshi Nakamoto. So, no, his website was not hacked. He says Wright and his staff wouldn't let him leave the hotel meeting room with his own much stronger evidence for fear that Andreessen would leak it before Wright was ready to come forward. But Andreessen, because, again, they met a few weeks before this officially came out publicly. But Andreessen says he can't understand why Wright didn't release that information publicly now, and he hopes that Wright still might do so. Andreessen's only attempt at an explanation for Wright's bizarre behavior, he says, is an ambivalence about definitively revealing himself after so many years in hiding. Quote, I think the most likely explanation is that he really doesn't want to take on the mantle of being the inventor of Bitcoin. Says Andreessen, who notes that his own credibility is at stake, too. Quote, maybe he wants things to be really weird and unclear, which would be bad for me, unquote. That uncertainty, Andreessen says, seemed to be evident in Wright's manner at the time of their demonstration. Andreessen described Wright as seeming sad and overwhelmed by the decision to come forward. His voice was breaking, he said. He was visibly emotional. He's either a fantastic actor who knows an awful lot about cryptography, or it actually was emotionally hard for him to go through with this. And that's the end of the story from Wired.com, who's been doing some of the biggest research into the identity of Satoshi Nakamoto. And I would say that at this point, I feel like, you know, Gavin's a trustworthy guy, and that if he was convinced that this guy is Satoshi, that's pretty solid evidence. But then you've got the fact that he didn't provide solid evidence on his own website. So what's really going on here?
Yeah, I mean, it still seems like he's trying to get around providing solid evidence. And it may be because he's ambivalent, because, you know, if you imagine being the creator of Bitcoin, okay, you've been named by a couple of magazines. You don't want to lie to all of the people who are coming up and saying, hey, are you really Satoshi? But you don't want to tell them the truth either. So it puts you in a very difficult position. And I can see how being outed like that could force somebody to come out. At the same time, you know, all it would cost, right, to have me absolutely or almost certain that he's actually Satoshi. All he has to do is send me a dollar. Sorry, a dollar's worth of Bitcoin. He can send me a Satoshi. I'll believe you're Satoshi.
Right. I'm wondering, is there some reason that he would have to come out as Satoshi that wouldn't necessarily be, I'm Satoshi Nakamoto, kiss my toes, right? Like,
he could be coming out because
only because he would have friends and family and colleagues asking him about it all the time that he wouldn't want to lie to.
So he got raided, stay silent. I'm just wondering here if he's morose about revealing his in reality that he's Satoshi Nakamoto, then why is he doing it? Well, maybe he's being forced by somebody to reveal this. Someone who knows who he is. I don't know.
Because not even Gavin Andreessen knew who he was until now.
Well, I can tell you that.
But a couple of magazines did.
They thought they did. They accused him of it.
There's a former co-host of this show who believed that she knew exactly that it was him and that he was Satoshi Nakamoto.
Oh, that's right. Wasn't there some conversation they had at a Bitcoin event that
Michelle Seven had been basically tending around at this for, I think, something like 2 years.
Really? So, anyway, I think a possibility here as to why he might be coming out now, yes, he was outed in the media, and that can put some pressure on, but also, maybe he wants to weigh in, and I hope he does.
Or he may just want that money, because, you know, that Bitcoin is worth a lot of money, isn't it?
The Bitcoin that Satoshi has?
The first block.
Well, if he already has that Bitcoin, then he already has that
Bitcoin. He could
Bitcoin
spend it without having
out.
Told anyone.
Right, he doesn't have to come out as Satoshi. To spend that. All he'd have to do
I don't know if that's true. I guess, he could avoid
he could
it if
it
he sent
mixer.
It through an anonymizer.
Yeah. He could send it to a Bitcoin
mixer. Otherwise, you know, if I'm a, if I'm a dark web, ganja salesman, and I get an order that and happen to notice that it comes from that block of Bitcoin, I'm going to be, my God, it's Satoshi.
Right.
Now, I might not sell him out, but I don't know what he'd be worth. and, you know, it's not like it's the cops or anything.
Well, it's alleged that he has access to at least 1 million Bitcoin, which would be about $450 million.
You wow, that's half a billion dollars.
Yeah.
Half a billion. That's a lot of bread.
You know, I mean, this
which is a reason to not
of course,
come out.
It could never be liquidated to that amount because if you started selling it, it would drive the price down.
He's living in suburban Australia, right? Like, he has, he could buy a yacht and never get raided by anybody because he'd be in international waters.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-453, 855-450-3733. You can weigh in with your thoughts on the identity of Satoshi Nakamoto. Someone says, we'll read this in a moment, that it doesn't matter who it is.
Every once in a while you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Bitcoin universe is abuzz with discussion over a man who's claiming to be Satoshi Nakamoto, claiming to be the inventor of Bitcoin, a person who has been unknown to the world since Bitcoin was released. Nobody has known who Satoshi Nakamoto was. Was it a person? Was it a group of people? Male, female, an alien? Nobody really knew who Satoshi Nakamoto was. And
I was not going for alien.
Now a man named Craig Rice, or excuse me, Craig, not Craig Rice, that's the local guitarist. Craig Wright from Australia has claimed to be Satoshi Nakamoto, but the people on the internet are saying that the proof that he's given publicly is garbage. And Gavin Andreessen, the man who is the lead developer for Bitcoin, was shown some proof in private that he says was convincing. And so there's a big discrepancy between what this guy is showing to the public and what he has allegedly shown to Gavin Andreessen, who's a real reputable guy who, you know, we trust here on Free Talk Live. He's a listener of the show.
Well, I mean, this is a technology that does threaten the Federal Reserve and the federal authorities to some extent. And they have proven themselves willing and able to commit acts of the greatest evil in the past. So it's not impossible that one or both of these men are being coerced. And that
That's a conspiracy theory, all right.
Well, it's an explanation for a situation that does not make sense. I don't want to go into the Chewbacca defense here, but it does not make sense that he would not do one of the several things in his power to do if he is who he says he is that will prove unequivocally that he at least has Satoshi's codes.
So, obviously, we've spent quite a bit of time talking about this. Is this guy really Satoshi Nakamoto? What are the different sides on the claims? And clearly, a lot of people think that this is, you know, an important thing to discuss, and I think it's certainly worthy of discussion. Finding out who created Bitcoin is, I think, a useful bit of trivia. But some people say it's not even important. Mark, what is the other side of the story here?
Well, this is coming from Andreas Antonopoulos, and it's on Reddit, rBitcoin.
We've had him on the show, Andreas Antonopoulos. He's a brilliant communicator. I've always found him the best at actually explaining Bitcoin to the average person.
He's probably the best at explaining everything that he's good at explaining, because he's just an incredible communicator.
Right.
And, I mean, you know, as far as public speakers go, bar none, I would say he's the best. There are a lot of good communicators around Bitcoin, but I feel like this guy, he's just a giant among men in this particular area.
Okay.
He says, about 2 weeks ago, I was contacted and asked to offer security advice for a project. I was asked to sign an NDA, non-disclosure agreement, in order to discuss the project itself, something I'm reluctant to do in general. Once I received the NDA, however, it became obvious that the project was related to verifying the identity of Satoshi Nakamoto. I immediately declined the offer. Declined to participate, and declined to sign the NDA. I'm sure many people will think I was wrong to decline the opportunity to verify Satoshi Nakamoto's identity. From my perspective, the request for me to verify his, her, their identity is in it itself an appeal to authority. It's replacing public cryptographic proof with an endorsement by a third party. If Satoshi Nakamoto wants to prove their identity, they don't need it.
That's exactly the complaint that I've been making, but you're right. He made it way better.
Yep. They don't need an authority to do so. They can do it in a public, open manner. To ask people in the space to have a reputation, to stake that reputation and vouch for Satoshi Nakamoto's identity raises many red flags in my mind.
Which is basically what Gavin has done, right? He did go to see this guy, Craig Wright, put this information out there to Gavin privately that supposedly proved it. So you've got this one really reputable guy saying, yeah, this guy's Satoshi, but then he doesn't post the real proof on his own website.
And he's basically been duped. I mean, well, he's been used.
And he's Gavin asking us to rely on two not repudiable sources to human beings instead of cryptographic proof, which can't be forced.
And that's a problem.
There's no reason for doing that because it's exactly what the opposite of what anybody would expect from Satoshi. So if you want it, the only thing I can think of is he doesn't want to be believed, but
wants the attention, maybe.
That doesn't, well, I mean, who wants to set themselves up to be, you know, to go down in history as a liar, a hoaxer?
That's a great
point. People do that. But this guy is a PhD computer scientist. He's not a lightweight guy. He's a serious person from everything I can glean. So he might be crazy, but I don't know why. It seems like somebody is going to great lengths to keep this discussion confined to factors which can be faked, and I don't like that at all.
I don't agree with you.
I don't feel like Gavin's reputation is on the line here any more.
Well, anyone can be fooled.
Right. More than if I saw a magic trick that, you know, was believable.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you're, you know, cutting a lady in half and she's walking around or teleporting from one location to another, it's going to look like a magic trick. But if in this case if it's a trick, and I'm not claiming it is, I don't know. If it's a trick and he was fooled by the trick, then people can be fooled.
Mm-hmm.
Gavin Andreessen among them.
Yeah. And I would not put any blame on him if he was fooled or even if he was coerced, because really it's not that important a piece of information. Now, as soon as this character says, oh yeah, I'm Satoshi and we need to change this about Bitcoin, or some tries to use that to actually change anything in the world, then I would become much more concerned, because he doesn't need hopefully, to do that. Bitcoin was working just fine without him, and if he gets hit by a bus tomorrow,
it wasn't working.
Bitcoin should continue.
Bitcoin wasn't really working just fine without him, and what I mean by that is there's been a huge controversy behind the scenes in the Bitcoin community amongst the programmers and others. About raising the block size. Right, this thing called the block size, which has to do with how many transactions can be included in this, you know, this block, which is part of the guts of Bitcoin's blockchain, as it's called. And people like Gavin Andreessen have been arguing to increase this block size because otherwise Bitcoin can't scale up and accept more transactions per minute. This is my understanding of this, but others have argued that the Satoshi's vision was to keep the block size small and that Bitcoin was never supposed to compete with Visa and MasterCard. And so both sides are claiming...
Let's make a currency that people can't use!
Both... It's stupid. I fully support Gavin's side of this in increasing the block size. But
yeah,
it is...
You never want to install a... The problem is it's not going to cleanly be a small coin... if they just use a small block size, it's not going to keep the market cap small. It's going to make it a big market cap not working.
Right. It's going to take a long time to confirm transactions.
Yeah, it won't make it small. It'll make it broken, and that's
a problem.
Not good for anybody.
So, but that's
which will eventually make it small because somebody will come up
leave.
With a better one.
Yeah, right.
Small like as in zero.
So it's a problem. It's a huge problem for the Bitcoin community. And what has happened as a result of this, and we'll get back to more of Andreas here in a moment, but what has happened is...
I absolutely agree with you, Ian. I think you have just found the conspiracy.
Well, I don't know if I was going on to a conspiracy here. Maybe you can explain what you're talking about.
Sure.
But what I was going to say is there's
if
these two sides.
If he goes on the small block side, I would be almost certain that it's not Satoshi personally.
Well, this is the question.
That's my instinct as an engineer. Nobody puts Y2K problems into their software if they can help it knowing what they're doing.
So basically, this has split the main programmers. There were only like five of them, of these head programmers of Bitcoin, and it has split them. And so what happened is there's something called a fork in this technology. Because it's open source, anyone who wants to can make their own variant of Bitcoin and release it. And so Gavin and another guy went and made their own version, basically, and it's called Bitcoin. First it was at Bitcoin XT, and then this thing called Bitcoin Classic came out. And Bitcoin Classic is the thing that is now competing with the original Bitcoin Core. So there's now two different programs. There's actually like four of them, but these are the two main ones. And they're competing for miners to jump on board their platform, and whichever one gets if the new version, Bitcoin Classic, gets 75% of the mining power, then that will become the new Bitcoin, which would mean that the larger block size will become a reality. But the current status quo is the smaller block size. And both of the teams, the we want the smaller block size and we want the larger block size, they both claim that they are following Satoshi's vision.
Yeah.
So it could be interesting for Satoshi to actually reveal himself and clarify what his vision was, although then again, that's that appeal to the authority that Andreas Antonopoulos was talking about. We'll continue the discussion.
Freaks.
You can join
Freaks.
Us. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Could you use up to $35,000? No need to shop around for loans anymore. LoanUS.com is a convenient online way to connect with a lender based on your unique background and provide you a loan of up to $35,000. And LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. Use the loan to pay for emergency expenses, medical bills, debt consolidation, home improvement, large purchases, and even taxes.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-94
844-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.